Nature absolutely makes its presence known. And one of the things that the word sublime just keeps coming up, right? And truly in the sense of sublime, where, you know, it's this simultaneous awe and like flat out fear. And I would say that, you know, like realizing your own mortality and how powerless humans are against the forces of nature and being in awe of it at the same time. Yeah, I had several of those moments. And, you know, like when there's gusts of wind blowing so strongly that you think you might blow away with it, I might become like one of those tumbleweeds just like going down the prairie. I mean, it might sound kind of absurd or like extreme, but it's like, honestly, those thoughts pop through your head when you're out there, just because it's so outside of any experience I'd ever had. But specifically with shooting near Names Hill, yeah, I had a guide take me to an undisclosed location where several panels of petroglyphs from Shoshone communities had been carved. And these specific panels depict westward expansion. And I just thought that was, I was so blown away by this idea that, you know, railroads and wagon trains were depicted in these petroglyphs. And all these sites where I had photographed the names, these names had, these emigrants carved right over petroglyphs, or sometimes used the sort of shape of whatever symbol to fold into their own name, right? So like a certain shape might kind of look like a C, so they could use that to write Charles. And so, you know, there was this literal erasure of history up there. It was kind of incredible because of how extremely cold, extremely hot, and extremely windy it is. The fact that these 170 years later still exist was really incredible. I mean, it was like the one sort of instance where man had made its presence known in an otherwise space that was completely shaped by nature. You know, that's not the kind of thing you can come up with by just reading about it, you know, or seeing images of it.